unapologetic. Black is beautiful, my name is in the record, check it.
Had to give you a second coming, I guess, from the collaboration of Young RG and Megaran. This time a song which is really from the album Two Hands Up. Black.
Hey kids, this is DJ Sirius Black on CKUT 90.3. We're in hour two. Keep it locked and loaded. If you are sweaty, it is time to get a drink. If you need to get up or you're just tuning in, it's going to get live really fast. So if you're with me in the first hour, please stick around for the second hour.
What time is it now, please?
3:58, Dad.
You going to put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na, 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 na. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Canada, and every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr, and the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka,
and along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
I love you.
You said that you love me.
Are you gonna make your promise?
a beautiful, beautiful song for a beautiful Saturday afternoon in the beautiful city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Good afternoon to you, Montreal, and the world at large. My name is Howard Carr, bringing you the weekly supply of news, views, chit-chat, minding people business and all that. I hope you'll stick around for the until the end. We won't be talking too much again this week because, you know, if you're driving in a car, you don't want to be hearing a lot of talking, or you're sitting in the backyard having a picnic. You just want to enjoy the afternoon. We're going to try and do that. I want to say hello to Miss Mary, who said good afternoon. She enjoyed the opening. I'm glad you did, my dear. I started the show off. Everything is sad these days. This is someone that I had the pleasure of meeting in 1968, the year before I left Jamaica to come to Canada. His name is William Hart, and he was the lead singer of the hit-making Philly soul group called the Delphonics. The three songs you heard, is the music that influenced us in big times. Let me get down this music so I can talk with you a little bit. The Delphonics was a group that everybody loved. And I had the pleasure of doing a little MCing thing for the Byron Lee and his Dragonaires at the Carib Theater. And they were on it. I had the pleasure of meeting all three of them. And all three of them were beautiful singers, but they had this falsetto voice. Everybody wanted to sing like them, including moi. Wasn't good. I wouldn't say it wasn't good. Some people applauded, you know what I mean? I looked at them and they applauded, along with the stylistics who came after, but these guys had it, you know. His name is William Hart, and he was best known to his friends as Poogie. was a founding member and chief songwriter of the group. He had one of the purest falsettos in Philadelphia-based soul music of the late 60s and 70s. You see what I'm telling you? When this guy, you know, la la la, means I love you, and in 68 he came up with that song. And I had my band leader at the time, Ira Bromfield, teaching me the notes and so forth, because he used to do that. Most of my songs I tried to sing were not easy songs. It was not a two chords reggae or two chords this or two chords that. So he used to patiently teach me these songs. And that was one of the songs he taught me. And then Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time? And by that time, I was on my way to Canada. That was in 1969. So I had to pay a little bit of tribute to them. Very unassuming human beings. You see them, you'd never know they were big stars at the time. They all stood up around by outside, and very, very down to earth. So we have lost another great group lead singer. I'm telling you. Also, very good artist, never got the break he deserved. Merciless. Lyrics to die for. And I mean clean. And what's the word I'm looking for? Suggestive lyrics was this guy. Merciless. He died last Tuesday, I think. Ah, boy, what can I tell you? We all have our problems, don't we? So, what's been happening here in Montreal at 4:30? I'm going to talk to the president of the MCSO. So, Mr. Prezi, get your dial-in fingers at 4:30. because you will be on with me to tell me what's happening at one of Montreal's finest cultural clubs. So stick around for that. And what else can we chit-chat a little bit about? Of course, I'm trying to remember his name. He from CJD. He passed too at the morning, man. A lot of people are passing. He was 60-something, a young man. So I got the shock of my life, and I won't call any names, but two persons turned up illegally on my doorstep with a banana. That doesn't bear. Should I have called the cops? No, but I was happy to see them. I don't know if they were happy to see me, but I was happy to see them. Won't call any names, but maybe when the banana tree starts to bear. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thanks to my mechanic, too. Saved me a lot of money. Oh, boy. You know, old cars are something else. So you know what? Old car is going to get himself a fairly decent car. So, you know, somebody just asked me, when is the Zoom coming back? Oh, the Zoom will be back. I promise you. I promise you. She says she want to see the faces of the artists and so forth. So the Zoom should be back in the fall. We don't want to put on the Zoom right now and then, you know, I mean, people have to change up whatever they want to do because of their favorite artists coming. She says, don't be scared because most everybody's advertising on the net. No, on Instagram. No, I'm not scared. What am I scared for? Doesn't take anything from my pocket. You know what I mean? And it's a choice they will have. Because eventually they're going to get smart with this thing and charge them for the ads too, you know, that's running on Instagram and so forth. And then they'll have to come back slowly to CKUT. One guy told me, get with it, Stretch, get with it. I have nothing to advertise. If we had a place like Tiffany's that was nice and could hold 800-900 people, I would make sure I have one or two shows, not dances, shows there. Because we need that. We need that in the city, you know. I mean, these young guys are trying with their dance and you jump up and sand and everything in the air. I don't know. People apparently needs or wants to see a live show. So we're going to try in the fall, maybe. It depends on what this thing is doing. We'll see. We'll go with the health people. And so forth and so forth. So let me play my first set of ads, and then we'll get back. Mr. President, I hope you're there.
TD Bank proudly invites you to the 16th Annual Festival Haiti en Folie from July 25th to 31st. Discover Haiti like you've never seen it before through music, food and drink fair, book fair, arts and craft, street parade, and so much more. From July 25th to 31st at Quartier des Spectacles, La Fontaine Park, and Cabaret La Tulipe. For tickets and lineup, visit haitienfolie.com, a Fabienne Colas Foundation event.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The gentleman's name that passed, thanks, listener, name is Mr. Dave Fisher. He was on CJD like 30 years. Like, oh, I'm on CKU 30 years. Wow. I got to be more than 30 years. I got to ask Butcher T. He knows everything about this program because he started with me. Has better memory than I do, so I'm going to ask him. Right now he's playing downtown, you know, folks. I told him was to send me the information, and it's free. You can just go there and stand up and dance to Butcher T. Go listen to the variety of music that he's putting on. That guy is, you all don't know, you know. He's a secret dynamite. Go listen to the variety of music he plays and plays them correctly for everybody that's out there, whether you are Caucasian, you are the Negro, or you're the Filipino, whatever you are, you're going to hear something that he will play for you. So I would advise you, it's in, he said, in before the church, the Catholic Church downtown, something like that. So just go down till you find, he starts at 4. So go down there and see if you find him and call me. And if you do, call me and tell me what you're hearing. All right?
Le Festival Nuit d'Afrique, the rendezvous of world music, invites you to the 36th edition from the 12th to the 24th of July in Montreal. Do not miss one of Brazil's most amazing vocalists, Fabiana Coza, the pillars of Jinawi tradition, Mukhtar Ghania, and Jinawa Soul. The electric blues of the fabulous Don Tyler Watson. Live moments of pure beauty with a South African performance by Derek Gripper and the griot of Corazal Kisisoko. For the full program and tickets, go to festivalnuitdafrique.com.
The music you're listening to behind me was played by a gentleman from out of beautiful Haiti. His name is Webert C. Scott. So I'm just going to play it, let it run for a while I get the president of the MCSO in Ville La Salle to call me. Webert C. Scott, standing tall in the hearts of lovers. Hold your partner or your broomstick and have a waltz. Compliments of CKUT, West Indian Rhythms, and WWFR in beautiful Washington, D.C. I think I messed that up, didn't I? Oh, I need a dance. Anybody out there want to dance with me? Listen how sweet this is. At 2 o'clock in the morning, dancing with your favorite person. Oh. Beautiful. Mr. Ainsley Cambridge, I'm waiting on you. Don't let me talk over the people's music, okay? I didn't want to start this, you know, I stopped it. I got several things. Why don't you play it? And somebody asks, let me see here. Where do you get this music? I'm a collector of very good music, and wherever I go, if I hear it, I want to get it. I've been listening to this man for years, enjoyed his music. But speaking of that, I do have a gentleman on the phone line with me. So I'm going to turn maybe I'll bring it back when we finish the interview. Okay, sir? Not you, Mr. Cambridge. It's a guy in LaSalle that I know who is bugging me about this music. He said I only played it twice so he could that I could run back and pop the bottle, whatever that means. I tell you, good friends are something else. Yes, Mr. Cambridge. How are you, sir? I haven't spoken to you in years.
Many moons,
man. What's happening? It's a long time. Could you speak up in your phone? Could you speak up in your phone a little bit more for me? Because I seem to be a bit low here. I will say congrats on being here with us for all these years. I mean, there's certain people in the city that a lot of people don't know or don't understand that we've been here in the background and just doing our thing. Yes, sir. So tell me what's happening at the MCSO.
At the MCSO, yes. First of all, I'd like to invite your listeners near and far, especially those in the Montreal area, to our 12th annual MCSO Cultural Day event. It's an annual fundraising event where we have food, music, live music, DJs, and so on. We have things for the kids. We have free hot dog for the kids 6 years old, up to 6 years old, from 12:30 to 1:30.
Mr. Cambridge, hold on a minute there for me, because somebody's telling me that they're not hearing you, and your thing is all the way up. So that's strange. I'm hearing you, but it's a bit low, you know. So do you have the speaker to the phone to your mouth?
Yes.
So why isn't it? Is it that low? I don't understand it. Everything here is turned up. It's good for my voice. I see that, but that's what happens when you're talking to a sexy guy. You know, the voice gets low. let me switch around something here and see if we get a better sound. All right, bear with me. Let me see if this thing works. Not you, but you. Let me see if you will be any better in this here. This is what happened when you broadcast from home, eh?
Okay.
I think they're ready for us in the studio, but say something there for me.
A damper on lots of events, and we are happy that we are let out a bit so that we can organize a few events at the MCSO and get it to the community.
Well, I go ahead and tell us what you were organizing when I this.
We have our 12th annual cultural day celebration. This year is for 2 days, Saturday the 30th and the 34th of July. That's next weekend, in the parking lot outside the MCSO. And we have a lineup of artists and DJs and performers for the kids, clown, free hot dog for the kids for 1 hour. And we have a wide variety of foods available at the event. It's an event for the entire family. And Sunday is entitled Jerk Sunday. And Saturday night, we have dancing inside the MCSO. And we're inviting everyone to come out and enjoy the weekend with us.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And it's always nice at the MCSO. The people are well behaved. They better be. They're all seniors and juniors, you know.
Yeah,
so
we have some artists that are confirmed: Sampaloo, Melody, Japata, Chatterlock, Perfection. We have DJ Bond, Production Songs, Calm, Thomas, Professor, DJ Smokey, and many more.
Nice. All right, maybe Sunday, because when I'm finished here on a Saturday, I'm deadly tired. So maybe Sunday, I promise you. No, you got to say, tonight, retro party. No, I haven't had the time, to be honest with you.
But that's not an excuse, but I still will not hold it against you.
All right.
My show is called Spotlight, and every Friday on CKVL.
CKVL, yes.
From 6 to 8 p.m. every Friday.
Oh, boy. That's nice.
It's the prime time.
Prime time. I don't know why I'm not getting the volume off of this thing that it should.
We have to push up the slide a bit.
Oh, I pushed something here and then it's gone crazy now. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Cambridge.
Yes, sir. So.
Oh, that's from your end, man. You didn't talk up in this microphone.
It's my end?
Yes. Now I'm getting you loud and clear, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Well, right. I didn't do anything different.
No.
anyway, I'm happy these things happen.
Yes.
It happened to me
Let's
a few times
start
my
over.
Show.
Let's start yeah. over again. On Friday, you'll be having what again?
The cultural day, the annual cultural fundraising weekend for the MCSO is Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 34th of July. That's next weekend,
mm-hmm.
next Saturday and Sunday in the parking lot in front of MCSO.
Mm-hmm.
We have DJs, live performances, food, free hot dog for the kids, clown to entertain the kids. And we have Sunday is entitled Jerk Sunday.
Mm.
And Sunday night, Saturday night rather, they'll be dancing inside to DJs inside MCSO.
Mm.
So it's an event for the entire family. So we're inviting everyone to come out and support this event because it is being co-sponsored by the City of LaSalle. At 4 p.m. Saturday, the City of LaSalle officials will officially open the entertainment, the event mm-hmm. at 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Nice. So it should be a good weekend then at the MCSO.
Exactly. So just inviting everyone to come out. And those who wanted a preview of things, tonight we have a retro party at the MCSO with James Bond, Big Worm, and Production Songs.
Tonight?
tonight.
Yes. So James Bond production sounds and Big Worm.
And Big Worm. Whoa. At the MCSO tonight.
You better don't have Big Chicken there because he
Yes, sir. So I hope everything is well with you, Mr. Carr, and the family. And
yes, sir. As well as can be with, you know.
Yeah, but what's going on?
Yes, sir. So please be careful.
Yes, and thanks again, as we say in Montreal, merci beaucoup, for having me on to explain to your listeners what's happening over at the MCSO this weekend and next weekend.
All right. When is your show again?
My show is every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
6 to 8 Standard.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's CKVL 100.1 FM.
Mm-hmm. CKVL FM.
CKVL.
Yes, I just said it in French.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Or online is ckvl.fm.
All right, my boy. All right.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you want to add, man? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So we are grateful for all the support we have from members and from the public over the COVID era. And, you know, people are still not coming out in the waves because, you know, the thing is still lingering in the air a bit. But we appreciate the support of all those who have given us their take and their contributions over the months of COVID and continue.
Well, all right, my brother. Everything is good otherwise.
Yes, sir. So we are very grateful for CKUT for having us on today.
That's why we are here, sir, for the community. Yeah. That's why we're here. And
I saw Pat the other day in MDG. She told me she would not be here. She would probably be in Toronto. So
that's trouble.
That's how it goes. Yeah. So, Mr. Carr, once again, merci beaucoup. Thank you very much on behalf of the MCSO. And we'll see you on Sunday.
All right, my brother. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's from the MCSO. I'm just running through these notes. I'm just going to listen a little bit of Vern Maytones, my good friend who just celebrated his birthday. I'm telling you, Vern, boy.
Never know the future. Life is so unpredictable. Never know the future. The heaven declare the glory of God. Woman, I love you. Hey, the heaven declare the glory of God. Woman, I love you. Been so long, I haven't seen you face to face in real life. It's a long time. Social media link up. Want to hold and touch you. Yes, tired of the social media link up. Want to be by your side. Yes, when it's cold inside, I want to hold and squeeze you right. Baby, when the rain is falling, I want to hold and squeeze you right. There's no doubt in my mind, you are my one and only woman. There's no doubt in my mind. Thank you.
Mr. Vernon Maytones, my brethren from Meep and Clarendon. Yes, woman, I love you. What can I say? Speaking of woman, there's a beautiful one on the line with me. I hope things will go a little bit better this time. Hello, my dear.
Hello, how are you?
Wow, you must be heard. From the Jamaican Association. She's here to tell us what is happening. Go right ahead, my dear.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. First, I want to say a great thank you to for the many years that Father Jim has served our community. Mm-hmm. I want to send from the Jamaica Association, on behalf of the Jamaica Association, appreciation and love for the years of service that is given to our community. And for tonight, we're going to be Alex Townsend, second vice president, and I will be going to the event to say thank you and appreciation to him. So I want to first start off with that. But at the Jamaica Association, we are, it's the end of July, and early August is our independence. So we're going to be celebrating emancipation, mm-hmm. and we're doing August independence. So on the July 1st this year, the Caribbean Coalition, that's made up of seven Caribbean islands, we're having an event online called Emancipation 1834 and Caribbean Rum. So one of the things we're going to be doing is talking about, you know, the rums of the Caribbean. And, you know, we know that the rums came out of the painful history of slavery, but they become a source of national pride. So we've invited some brewmasters from different countries. We're still waiting on some confirmations. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to say that we're going to be celebrating the rums that come out of Antigua and Barbados and Grenada and Guyana and Jamaica and St. Vincent and Dominica, you know. So that's July 1st. People can register on Eventbrite. On the 6th, August 6th, we have, and 7th, we have four events over 2 days. So we're going to be on August 6th. We're doing a collaboration with Youth in Motion and Rastafest. We're going to be in the day in Oscar Peterson Park, and there's going to be an exhibition soccer match. So we're going to have some local teams playing there. And we want to say big up to Edison Moore for helping us on that, and Michael Farkas, and the folks at Rastafest. We're all working in collaboration.
Nice.
And, yeah, so we're doing that in the day at Oscar Peterson Park. Also, on the day, at the Jamaica Association, we'll be having an independence barbecue. And right in front of the Jamaica Association, so people are, we want to give people choice of different things that they want to do, and I know people move around, so it can come to the matches in the day from 1 to 6, and we're going to be from 12 to 8 up at the Jamaica Association with the barbecue. And in the evening, we're going to be having a in collaboration with Rasta Fest, a reggae festival show, where Rast Lee, singer Robin, we're going to have Miss Diva and a couple other guest artists on the bill to celebrate many things Jamaican. So there was soccer, there was food, there's reggae, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the day after, we're going to be doing something very Caribbean and also very Jamaican, is going to church. So in the day, we're having a church service, and that's going to be at Prophecy. That's 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And in the evening, we're having a gospel show. And Mark Henry's going to lead up. Mark Henry is the president of the Jamaica Association. He's going to be leading up the lineup of some artists, CC Walker, Zena Edwards, and others who are going to be on the bill. So in the near future, that's what we're up about. We're up about rum and celebrating Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you said something about you'll be having some rum specialists or something.
Yes, we've invited. They haven't yet confirmed, but there is interest.
Oh.
So actually, this emancipation event is a prequel. So our idea is to have a rum tasting sometime in the near future. So we're talking about the rum, and then our idea is to taste them. So, but we haven't determined the date yet, but that's the plan.
He's a rum specialist. I need to meet him. No, I'm only kidding. I was never a big lover of rum, except now and again in the early years, I used to take a white rum and coconut water. I enjoy that immensely. It's interesting, you guys not sitting, you're moving things along up at the Jamaica Association, and that's good. I like to hear that, you know what I mean?
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
And no idling, you know what I mean?
No. Well, we were a board of 9 strong individuals. 9 strong meaning, you know, strong wills and strong to move it forward, but also we got some good ideas. So, and, you know, we have a good leader. Mark Henry is our president, right. And he's guiding the ship, you know. So we got some really good things happening up at the association. And I wouldn't want to not mention this, but, of course, we have PIC, Winston Richards, and our restaurant, Cool Runnings. And it's, you know, we want to invite as many people over. And we've been asked this also. Is it only for Jamaicans? And no. Everyone is welcome. Everyone who wants loves Jamaican food or wants to come to the Jamaica Association, it's an open place for everyone to come and to taste the food, and it's delicious food. Pick does a fantastic job.
Is the restaurant 5 days a week? What is it? What time it opens, closes, anything special about that?
Yes, so it's a 5 day a week. It's Tuesday to Thursday from 12 to 7, and then Fridays and Saturdays from 12 to 9. So people still can order if they want. And they could also order on DoorDash. So if they can't make it up to the association, they can go on DoorDash, and they don't even have to have the DoorDash app. If they go on our website at jam-montreal.com, they click order now, and it delivers through DoorDash.
All right. Big question. You know, I like doing things with the youths. What is the association doing to encourage the youths? Come on, see what we're doing. Come at least to see what we're doing and see if you want to participate in that.
Absolutely. So that's a big portfolio for us, too. That's something that we're looking to do. And what we started with, we have some youths that are working on some greeting cards for us, right? That's one of the first things we're doing. We hired youth, and we're looking for another youth, actually, to help us with our directory of businesses, Black-owned businesses in the city. We have a youth, we hired a youth, and not too long ago, and we were looking for probably one other. Actually, we need a youth who is an app developer. So anybody who's interested in doing apps, we have a job for you. And with youth, one of the things that we talked about, we have our youth representative, who is Jade Parkinson Gale. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we want to do is a back-to-school event for youth coming up in sometime late August, early September. And definitely, we do want to get youth more engaged and involved in the Jamaica Association. And inviting one of the things we're doing is inviting youth to just come by and see what we're up to. But there's been a number of people, young people, that have been coming by and dropping by the association. And you know, curious and peering in, and that's what we want to see, because it's been a while that we haven't had a lot of youth, and we want to recreate, reignite, and this is why we're starting with different projects that they can work on to see what we're all about and tell their friends and know that it's a nice place for youth as well.
Sounds great. I really like that, because you know, one of the things is, as I was saying to one of my persons here on the program, it's getting to that time when I will have to pass on the baton. And I like to see that, because, you know, the younger ones will come with fresh ideas, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, we have to encourage them all the time, because it's not, you know, it's just not the computer alone. There's a life out there.
Yeah.
And when you achieve it physically and mentally, it is great. It's a great feeling. So keep encouraging them, and we'll take it from there as we go along and see how they progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we have someone dedicated to that portfolio, to encourage the youth and to, you know, nudge them along to come on in and be curious and see what we're out doing and what we're all about. And Jade is a wonderful individual. She's connected with youth, She works with youth. She knows a lot of youth in different circles. And so, you know, she's doing her best to, you know, bring them to the association as well. So I want to say thank you to her.
All right, my dear. I thank All you, right. too.
Thank
for
you.
For dropping by. I certainly enjoyed chatting with you. You know that. So
always. Thank you. Always with you as well. Thank
all
you.
Right. So you take care. Give my regards to your members, Mr. Henry, et cetera, et cetera. All right?
Will do. Thank you so much. Enjoy this wonderfully beautiful, this glorious, I would say, day.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Always remember, the child who reads will become the adult who thinks. I'm going to play this song because it's two of my favorite singers from Barbados. Had the pleasure of hanging out and meeting them off the stage. This is John King and Allison Hynes.
Touch me with a smile, my life.
Rewind and come again, Mr. Stretch. Two of the best vocalists ever to come out of the beautiful Barbados, and a missus.
Smile, my life turned upside down. I had to write a song, hey, and hope that it would bring our lonely lives together, together.
I'm tired of romance. I've hurt too many times to take another chance. Trust you with my heart. Will you hold it close forever? Never.
Don't turn away.
I don't think I can make someone help me.
I want you to stay.
I don't know if I'm strong enough to get away.
Look into my eyes.
Can't believe I'm falling.
Seems to me that we song, everything will be all right. Hey, take me by.